Are you frustrated by hidden wireless fees? Feel like your carrier is trying to put one over on you? Then you need a total plan with U.S. Cellular. For just $40 a month with four lines, you get unlimited data with no hidden fees, plus unlimited talk and text, including Mexico and Canada. That's about as clear as it gets. So give hidden fees the boot and get a total plan with U.S. Cellular.
Taxes and certain charges such as RCRF and USF apply. Auto pay and paperless billing required. Unlimited plans be reduced to 2 gigs after 22 gigabytes. Additional restrictions apply. See store for details.
News Talk 1230 KFJB presents your community calendar.
Volunteers are needed by the Historical Society of Marshall County to help with tours, events, mailings, maintenance, and more. The Society manages its museum at 202 East Church Street, the Susie Sauer House and Taylor School No. 4, both in downtown Marshalltown, and the Edel Blacksmith Shop in Haverhill. For more information, call area code 641-752-6664. The Marshalltown Senior Center and Marshall County Council on Aging will sponsor a dance on the first Monday of each month for those 55 and over. Party Time Players will provide the music. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. The dance is 7 to 10 p.m. There is a potluck at 8 p.m. with everyone asked to bring something to share. Suggested donations of $5 will be accepted to cover expenses. The Senior Center address is 20 East State Street in Marshalltown. For more information, call 752-1638 or 754-5744. Live After 5 concert series continues every Friday through August 25th. Different musical acts will perform from 5:30 to 7 p.m. outside on the grounds east of the Orpheum Theater Complex in Marshalltown. For more information about Live After 5 or other Orpheum-sponsored events, call area code 641-844-5920.
The community calendar airs daily as a service of News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Good morning. Welcome to another Experience Marshalltown show hosted by Val Ruff.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Val.
How are you?
I'm doing awesome. You look tan.
Thank you.
A little and rested.
Yeah. My eyes are a little puffy. I think I ate too much salt. Didn't drink enough water.
She was on the beach, folks.
Yeah, it was great. Anyway, so thank you. Welcome to Experience Marshalltown. And today our guest is Ann Selness. She's the director for the Marshalltown Parks and Recreation Department. And we have a lot of information, so we better get started. So the one thing when Ann and I were, before we got in here this morning, I said, you know, we should talk to the listeners about how many city parks we have in the area, which is pretty amazing, really.
We do have 19 parks. We also take care of 10 miles of trails, the Aquatic Center, a 60-site campground, basketball courts, tennis courts, pickleball at the Coliseum, and even at Riverview Park. So we do have a lot of facilities.
You have a lot of things that you take care of, you and your crew. So, and you've been busy. And I know that one of the things that I think the community is very pleasantly excited about, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful addition, is the renovation that you did to the Megaton Park.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was a cooperative program with the Iowa Valley Leadership Class of 2017. We worked together to put in a railroad-themed playground equipment, some children's fitness equipment, and everybody's waiting for the trolley to arrive for the 130-foot-long gravity rail zip line. That's going to be really fun. It'll still be, I think it's still back-ordered for another week or so. We also have to replace some surfacing out there that we'll get to by the end of the summer as well.
Right.
And then we also have the new Children's Discovery Garden out there that was designed by Kristen Titus. And if you haven't been out there, it's really beautiful. There's a little reading library out there and a pergola. We do have a couple activities still to be put in there, but there's also musical equipment for the kids to play on.
I know, it's fabulous. I mean, there's something for everybody and the whole family to do if you go out there. And the other day I took my granddaughter there because I love taking her down there. But I noticed that the plants, the corn and the things that you put in the little garden there in that Discovery Garden are growing, and the flowers are beautiful.
Yeah, she planted beans, I think, and peppers. There's sweet corn. It's not ready yet. And there's raspberries. I saw some of those were ripe last week. And yeah, people can pick those as they develop and get ready.
Yeah, so what a great thing. And so talk a little bit about how you did the picket around the Megaton Park, how you guys did that.
Right. A way to get the children more involved with the Children's Discovery Garden, and we knew we were going to put up pickets. That was Kristen's idea, but we got to thinking, well, what if we have children paint them? So I reached out to a couple art teachers, didn't hear anything back, and then Anel Garza, who is the principal at Woodbury, is on our Park and Rec board, and I said, Anel, can you how about if your students help paint this? And she's like, sure, we'll do a picket for all 350 kids. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's wonderful. And we did end up with about 400 pickets. But if you haven't been out there, each child did their own picket. Their name is on it. It's beautiful children's art.
It is. And it's just, and just think about the ownership that each one of those kids has in that park. And it's kind of their park. And mm-hmm. it's very rewarding to go. And thank you for all your effort and time that you've put into that. And the other thing is you know, you revitalize that caboose. And that kind of is, I know that you've only been in your role here a little over a year and a half. But you, when you came to Marshalltown, the thing that I loved about what you have done and is you've honored and the railroad, because that is a part of our history. You know, I think we just get so used to it that being new to town, I'm glad that you said, you know, the railroad is part of what we grew up around. Our community grew up around the railroad. So thank you for honoring that and putting that equipment in there that looks like a train, and then taking care of that old caboose. And I don't know if you want to say a few words about the caboose and how, who painted it.
Sure. And that was one of the reasons we picked the train themed playground equipment for Mega 10 was, and picked the same colors as the caboose. And Tom Laws and the retired railroad workers did an awesome job painting that caboose. Carter Strand donated the paint, and I know it's a really great paint, and there was some mixing involved, and I think it took a little longer than everyone planned, but what a beautiful end result for that caboose. It looks brand new.
It does. It looks really great. And that's just such a nice area. And I know, like you said, there's lots of other parks. So let's talk a little bit about, well, you know what? Maybe we'll take a quick break and we'll put a little teaser in and we'll talk about one of our larger parks here on the north side of town when we return to experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
What inspires you to create? Hi, this is Heidi Kaizen from Hen and Chick Studio, the quilting and scrapbooking store in Conrad. I host Create with Heidi every Wednesday morning right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Create with Heidi will give you information, projects, and ideas. Create with Heidi airs every Wednesday at 8:35 a.m. My show is also a podcast on my website, henandchickstudio.com, where every show is archived. So make a date with your radio. Create with Heidi on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
No one is alone.
No one is alone, believe me.
News Talk 1230 KFJB is giving away tickets to see the Marshalltown Community Theater's production of Into the Woods. All you have to do is be caller number 10 when we ask you to call in, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see this Stephen Sondheim musical. Production dates are Friday and Saturday, July 21st through 22nd, and 28th and 29th, and Sunday, July 23rd and 30th. It's one winner per household.
Welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. Here is Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So today we have Ann Selness, the Executive Director for the Park and Rec Department for the city. And Ann is bringing us up to date on all the wonderful work that they're doing at the Park and Rec, and all the extensive work that you have to do on a regular basis to keep our parks and trails and facilities up to date. And we sure appreciate the work that you do. So right now we're going to jump in. We just talked about Mega 10 Park, and we're going to talk a little bit about, Riverview Park. And I'll let you kind of take it away. That's a great facility down there for families, and if you want to have a class reunion. And I know that folks use it for graduations and all kinds of purposes?
Yes, we do have three rental buildings down there. And for people who don't know, you can now rent our buildings online and check availability right online. And we've simplified the whole rental process. As we talked about earlier, we do have the 60-site campground. And those sites will actually be going online as well for reservations sometime this fall. So we're just trying to streamline our whole rental process.
Oh, great.
We also have numerous playgrounds out there. Recreational trail, the Marshalltown Disc Golf Course is there, and that's an 18-hole disc golf course, which was built in 2012. Like I said, we have the rental buildings as well, so a lot of things to do at Riverview Park.
Yeah, the dog park's down there. I know a lot of folks like to go down and go into the dog park, but one thing I want to mention too, Anne, that I'm not sure if listeners are aware of, that we have one of the best disc golf courses I've heard in the state. I know that there's individuals that go out there and use that disc golf course on a regular basis. And so if you're looking for something new and you want to step out and try something, I know that you can get all the equipment that you need at Sports Page in the mall. But there's, I know that you got to have special discs and things like that to play disc golf. But that's just something I wanted to mention to the listeners that, you know, there's a lot of great things to do down there with families.
Yes, sure. Yes. That course is complete with concrete tee boxes. It has really challenging holes and even some water hazards. So it is a fun course.
Yeah, so I might have to get me a disc and get out there and get going. All right. Anything else about Riverview? Or let's go ahead and anything else that you want to mention about any of the parks? Okay. So let's go ahead and we'll jump in. So let's talk about something. I know that you brought some handouts with you today, and you are working on a master plan. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, our 10-year park and recreation master plan process is just starting. We've hired Bolton and Mink consultants to help us craft a long-term sustainable roadmap for our park and rec program. There's so many new trends in park usage, demographic shifts, tightening budget restraints, so we really needed a plan for the park and rec department for the next 10 years. So right now we have a survey and it's available online, or we have paper copies available in our office. So if you're interested in the direction that Parks and Rec are going to go for the next 10 years, if you could please, please fill out our survey and just go to the city homepage and click on the link. Or like I said, come into the office, we'll give you a paper copy. So the more of those that we can get with your ideas and thoughts, the better.
Right, right. So if you care about the future of our parks and you want to have a say, and what a great opportunity for people to have a voice. So please go online and fill that out or stop into the Park and Rec Department. The other thing is, let's talk about some of the things that if I stop into the Park and Rec Department that I can pick up, all the great goodies that you have available.
We have a lot of brochures for different programs that we have, but right now the one that we're using is the 2017 Summer Activity Guide, and that explains like our aquatic center hours, if you want to have a birthday splash, go to a splash dance. The 9th annual Doggy Dip is coming up August 28th. So this booklet has all kinds of different activities that we're offering for the summer, including all of our swimming lessons.
Right, and I think some of the things that the activities that you have going on are on the Convention and Visitors Bureau Community Calendar.
Yes. So
you can get to that by going to www.marshalltown.org and excuse me, and click on the events tab. So, all right. So that's all great information. So don't forget, if you want to fill out that survey and you want to have, share your opinion on how you like the Parks and Rec Department to move forward. Thank you for taking the time to do that, because those are things that are important to the future of Marshalltown and folks moving into the area as well.
And our quality of life opportunities, absolutely.
Exactly, exactly. So something else that that you've been working really hard on is the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and I know that there's a revitalization project. So I don't know if you want to touch base a little bit on that.
Sure. We hired some consultants to help do a feasibility study for the Coliseum this year, and they've completed their project. We have plan layouts that we had, like, different staff, the public, and Coliseum board members help figure that out. We'll be putting out a request for qualifications for architectural design soon to help move that project forward. But the goal is to have two basketball courts inside, space for, like, a banquet or something for 750 to 1,000 people. We'll have three meeting rooms in the upstairs area. There will be a big elevator on the west side of the building so that all three floors will be accessible. So lots of new upgrades, a new catering kitchen, new restrooms. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and from a convention and visitor standpoint, you know, we don't have a lot of spaces that can accommodate that many people in one facility. So that would be great from, you know, anybody that wants to come in and have a rental space or even a community when the community is looking for space.
Board meetings, whatever, right. Or big spaces, banquets, weddings, whatever.
And I think what's really fun is to see kind of the concept that they've come up with for the Coliseum. So I think you can access that online too.
I'm not sure where that is right now.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe
it is. I could check.
Okay. So anyway, it's amazing. And, you know, the history of the Coliseum alone, I don't know if you know off the top of your head that when that was established, but it's been in our community a long time.
Yeah, 1928. Uh-huh.
It's housed a lot of basketball games there's a lot of memories. Folks that are getting to that retirement age will tell you some really neat stories about the Coliseum and folks that came in to play basketball. And I think that was where the community college had basketball games. So there's a lot of memories and if you brought up your youth, you did something at the Coliseum. Mm,
it seems
whether
that
it's
way.
Volleyball or whatever, basketball, we did stuff at the Coliseum. So long history here in Marshalltown for the Coliseum. So it's exciting to see the revitalization. Let's keep that. The historic value, and I know we do a nice job of that here in Marshalltown. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the Aquatic Center, because it's nice and hot out, so the best way to stay cool is to go swimming, but I know that you got to make sure you wear your sunblock so you don't get sunburned, but if you want to share some information about the Aquatic Center.
Sure, our open swim hours are Monday to Friday, 1 to 7 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 6 p.m., and water walking is super popular. That runs from 11:30 to 12:30 each day, and then 7:30 to 8:30, and then we've added some additional time the middle of August for water walkers as well. So right now you can water walk and lap swim 7 days a week, and that's a new change for us this year.
Oh, that's exciting. It's a great way to get a little exercise and stay cool and mm-hmm. walk in your group with your gals and chat, and that's really neat. That's a fun thing to do.
It's super popular.
Great. So is all that information too that you just shared, Anne, is that available online for folks there's a program book if they want it, but
yes,
or they could call and find out too.
Yeah, and just go to our website and our Facebook pages as well.
Okay.
And we keep those up to date all the time.
So if anybody has questions. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are going to take another break, and we will be back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Luna, in collaboration with our partner agencies, is very proud to announce our first ever Dress to Impress Children's Clothing Donation Drive. Many families in Marshall County struggle with providing their children with clothing for back to school. Luna is coordinating a donation drive for children's clothing, all sizes, as well as socks and underwear, to be provided to the struggling families in our community. Gently used items will be provided to families in our community to ensure that children return to school dressed to impress. Donation boxes are located outside Luna offices at 16 East Main, Suites 150 and 190. Donation receipts are available upon request. For more information on how to get involved, please contact Luna at 319-242-2000. 7529.
Welcome back. The final segment of Experience Marshalltown and Executive Director of our Convention and Visitors Bureau. Here's Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So this morning on Experience Marshalltown, if you're just checking in and listening to Experience Marshalltown for our final segment, we have Ann Selness, the Director for Parks and Rec Department. And boy, Ann is sharing all of the great work that she's doing. And we're excited to hear about two more things that I think that the community would be excited to hear about. So I know that 13th Street has done some really nice revitalization down there, and a lot of businesses are popping up down there. And then there's the tennis courts. And I know that you've done some work and you've got some exciting news about those tennis courts. So I'll let you take it away with that.
Yeah, we met with people from all over the city and in different businesses, but we will be converting the tennis courts to futsal courts this fall. And for those of you who don't know what futsal is, it's like soccer. You use a smaller court, a smaller ball, there's less contact, and five people per team. So we will be putting in three new courts down there. We'll be fixing the retaining wall, painting the fence, putting in this new court surfacing that's just for futsal. There'll be benches and bleachers, and hopefully with enough funding, we'll be putting in a new restroom unit as well down there. So really a big upgrade to the West End courts.
Yeah, and it's what a great addition to that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, they revitalized it, and that'll just make it more family-friendly for folks to go down. And there's some park, isn't there a park there with some a few playground equipment?
And there's some playground equipment and a shelter building with picnic tables.
Right. So another great place for families to come and spend some time. And then, of course, we've got our public art echo down there. And I think actually this Saturday, I believe, is yoga in the park. They're doing yoga in the park. And so I know that always draws a big crowd. And so it'll be hot, sweaty yoga this Saturday.
That's for sure.
So, but yeah, that's exciting. So futsal courts will be coming. And I think the important thing that we, you know, we're mentioning a lot of the things that you and your group and your team have been doing. But I think one thing that we need to really make sure we emphasize is that futsal courts are new kind of to the state of Iowa.
Right. This will be the first lighted futsal court in the state of Iowa. So this is a big step.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I believe if we're going to jump back to the Mega 10 Park, we're one of the few in the state of Iowa that has a zip line swing.
Right. We will be the first to have 130-foot long gravity rail zip line as well. So we're moving ahead.
So Marshalltown has a lot of firsts. You know, we've got the gallery garden, and that project is one of the first economic development projects of its kind. And I'm telling you, Marshalltown is moving and shaking. We are doing a lot of great work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from the Convention and Visitors Bureau, we want to make sure that we shout that from the rooftop. Those are very important quality of life initiatives. And we want families to be excited about moving to Marshalltown, and our education system's doing wonderful things. So I just want to make sure that we don't forget to mention all of the firsts that we are going to be the first of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so one of the things, too, that I know when you first got here and I first started my position, I remember coming to your office and saying, well, what do you want to do when you get started? And you go, I don't know, I want to do some exciting stuff. And I'm like, well, I want to do it with you. So one of the first things that we did together, Ann, was we started the Monarchs and Milkweed for the Marshalltown area.
Yes.
And what was exciting to me was that it was an opportunity for Park and Rec to work with Marshall County Conservation. And so I love the partnership of that and then how it brings awareness to the Monarch. So I'll let you explain a little bit about that, this program or this project that I'm very proud to be a part of.
Absolutely. Our second annual Monarchs and Milkweed for the Marshalltown area will be Saturday, September 9th. We'll start out once again at the Marshalltown Public Library from 1 to 2:30, and then we'll all move out to Grimes Farm from 2:45 to 4. And when we're at the library, Emily Herring from the Marshall County Conservation Board will be doing a presentation on the monarch migration. We'll have family crafts and activities like we did last year. We will be giving milkweed seed packets to every family. And something Val came up with last year was that we had a map, and everybody who took a plant or seeds put a dot on the map so we could kind of keep track of where the new gardens would be. And then we'll go out to Grimes Farm, and there'll be monarch tagging and release. And Mike Stegman also will be having insect cookies. There's monarchs and the caterpillars, and they were wonderful.
They were really cool. Yeah. So mark your calendar for September December 9th. I know that we had, I know we had over 100 folks that came to the library. It's super exciting.
Yes.
So bring your kids. There's activities for the kids, and then they can learn about the monarch migration and why it's important that we've planted this milkweed or the butterfly bushes. And I noticed that mine's coming up, and it's big and orange, and I just love it when butterflies and bees are out there getting some nectar. And so if everybody does their part, we can help make sure that we keep that monarch, what do you call it?
Just help provide more plants for them.
So that
more nectar,
because they have a big trek to make, which is an amazing story in itself.
And Mike Stegman did tell me that four of the monarchs tagged in the Marshalltown area last year were recovered in Mexico, so that was super cool.
I know, and it's so fun to go out there, and it's really hard to catch a monarch, so it was very inspiring to be out there and try to catch a monarch, and then they tag them, and we hope that they make it to Mexico. That's such a great story. Mm-hmm. And then, so don't forget to plant your own butterfly bush and milkweed out in your own gardens, and or even the pollinator flowers, so that we can keep them growing strong. Okay, so Anne, we've got a few minutes. Is there anything else that you would like to cover? How do folks get a hold of Park and Rec if they need to reach you for something?
They can call us. They can go to our website. They can register online for almost everything now, and you can check our Facebook pages as well.
Okay, great. Thank you for all the work you and your team is doing. Appreciate all the initiatives that you have going on and great work for our parks.
And thanks for having me, Val.
Yeah, you bet. So if you want to check out what's going on in the community, go to www.marshalltown.org/events. Just click on that event tab. Go to the calendar. There's lots of great things going on this weekend. And I know we're just looking around the corner already at August. So thank you for listening to Experience Marshalltown, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Eastside Tires, teaming up with Hankook Tires, bring you one cool deal as the weather heats up. Now through July 28th, when you buy a set of four road gripping.